It's recording now.
Awesome. Sweet. Okay. Awesome. All right. So, hi, everybody. We are the cast of Inkworm.
Greetings and salutations.
I'm your baby's brother, Griffin McElroy.
We're already
30
up.
Under 30, immediate luminary.
And we're already
Griffin
off.
Tyler McElroy.
And we're already off to a fantastic start. I had an intro plan.
Oh, that was nice. Like,
oh, great.
That was a really good sound.
Awesome. Okay, so I think we should just go around and say our names and who we play.
I should have held off the joke then.
Yes! Shut up! Hi, I'm Phoenix. I'm the creator, writer, and I put together a little bit of the editing. And I voice Annie. And some other stuff when we don't have the time or money for actors.
For real, though.
Oh, clockwise? Are we going clockwise?
Yeah, we're going clockwise.
Okay, we're going clockwise. Hi, I'm Vincent Chow. I voice Morris. So that mostly means just coming up for like 20 minutes and then leaving and doing whatever for the rest of the day.
Yep, and you're still the favorite.
Yeah!
I'm the favorite. Shut up.
It's not your turn yet!
Jeez, don't talk over me. I'm Quinn, and I play Citrine. And I don't talk much, so...
Don't talk much, yeah.
I'm Diego, and I'm the favorite. Let's be real. I play Robert.
Hey, yeah. Hey, who got the fan fiction?
I'm sorry, but this is definitely my favorite,
you.
I gotta say.
Shut up. Okay.
Hi, I'm in a different state. My name is Anisha, and I play Mella.
Okay, cool. Wow, Diego.
Just don't talk about it. If we don't talk about it, no one's gonna know.
I think it's important to note that Vincent, the incredible human being he is, brought us brownies.
So fucking good.
How many brownies?
Yeah, because you live in D.C.
Lamau. Hey, don't tell people that.
Wait, they already know we live in Cincinnati. I put it on the Twitter.
Oh, damn. We have a Twitter? Who follows the Twitter? Everything's on Tongle.
I didn't know we had a Twitter.
Yeah, we do. I read it. That's where all the podcasts are.
Okay, whatever.
I thought all the podcasts were on SoundCloud and or iTunes.
It's an RSS feed.
What? I don't know what those words mean.
You guys put voices in a recording.
I understand computer things. You don't have to explain it to these plebeians.
You can tell we typecast here.
Well,
in
guys, let me break this down for you. We put it on SoundCloud, and then the iTunes podcast gremlins just sort of grab them and run away, and then put them on iTunes.
Yes, Diego, that is a fully accurate representation of what happens.
They have elves who do it for them.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's all who works at Apple, honestly.
This is a language I understand. I got it.
Great. Anyway, Diego, wait, hold on. How many brownies did you eat?
Probably like 4.
Have that tin.
And that has told you everything you need to know about Diego's personality.
Hey, they were small brownies by my standards.
Oh my god.
So, like, quick question. Are the elves, like, small gnomish with green clothing, or are they, like, tall shoot
arrows?
They're
Keebler elves. Let's...
It's a metaphor. They're electrons, dumbass.
Have you ever been in a Apple store? They're obviously gremlin elves. Like,
duh.
Let's start with the first question, please.
Right, okay.
All right, for the Q&A, what is everyone's favorite line? It's a two-parter, but we'll start with this one.
My favorite line.
We're starting semicircle, Diego.
So
I'm
what
first.
Is my favorite?
Shut
fine.
Up, or I swear
fucking
to God,
go.
I will actually tackle you.
I have nothing for this line.
It's been like a week since I recorded. I don't remember any of my lines.
I've forgotten every line I've ever said.
Oh, I literally told them this question beforehand so they could maybe go through scripts and pick one.
They didn't tell me.
Yes,
just,
I did.
Just
I put
go.
It in
just
the
go.
Chat.
No,
just
you
go.
Didn't.
Doesn't matter.
And then this continues the trend of Diego not reading the scripts at all. He never reads his script, so I have to explain the plot to him whenever we record. Like, okay, did you read your script? No. Okay.
You know, Johnny Depp has a guy on every one of his sets that's just feeding him his lines through an earpiece.
Can I say
Johnny
acting? Sorry, what?
True.
Johnny Depp is a piece of shit. Next. All right.
I like his movies. They're entertaining.
My favorite line would have to be probably one Robert says in the bottle episode, which is what our working title for it was, which is just, throw me into the sun, I don't care. Because it is the most relatable thing I have ever written. Either that, or the, imagine there's someone you like, unrealistic exchange with Robert
and Citrine. Damn it, that was mine. I gotta think of another one.
You can say it, still the same
another one.
It was great. I've been told that's the most relatable one. Apparently, an Incorrect Outsiders Quotes blog put that on their blog and was like, yeah, this is totally something Ponyboy would say. A couple things. First of all, I did not read The Outsider. Yeah, that's the first thing.
Oh god, it's the best. It's been going since the 50s. It's so strong, I can't believe it.
A couple things with that.
It's more immortal than the Rise of the Guardians fandom.
First thing, I did not read The Outsiders for class. Secondly,
the movie? Because, like, damn.
Yes, Diego, we all know you're gay. Anyway, so, first of all, there's an Outsiders fandom.
It exists. Oh, yeah.
Second of all,
there's a lot of incest shipping in it, just so you know before you're going in.
Second of all,
you know
this. The Outsiders
I've seen
fandom...
Some things. I've seen some things, Anisha. I've seen some shit, man.
Yeah, he sends it to me.
By choice?
Secondly, the Outsiders fandom is on Tumblr. And thirdly, they made an incorrect quotes blog out of it.
And I thought you were talking about the incorrect podcast quotes blog.
No, this was the Outsiders fandom.
Okay, but if your fandom doesn't have an incorrect quotes blog, like, what are you doing?
I'm not gonna make it myself. I got things to do.
No. There's
like,
an incorrect.
In general, like,
there's
what
an
are
incorrect
you
podcast quotes blog already, so it's like it covers everything.
It does. It's great.
Well, all the serialized podcasts.
But yeah, I was intrigued when I found that out. So yeah, that's a fact I never needed to know, and yet I know. Vincent, what do you think?
What is your favorite line from the podcast? Right.
I don't know much about lines, but I've got faith in missiles. And Johnny Cash.
I hate Johnny Cash. I saw Logan and my dad ruined it for me because he plays the Johnny Cash Christmas album every time. And it's like, and then we caught that squirrel and we cooked it up and it was the best Christmas ever. So I'm watching Logan and there's tears streaming down my face. And then I hear Johnny Cash start up and the mood is ruined. I hate Johnny Cash.
When did we play Johnny Cash and Logan?
Yeah, at the end credit scene.
Oh, the end credits, okay.
Yeah. I loved Logan simply for all those memes that were going around, like, look at this cute kitten. Wolverine dies at the end.
Fuck, I love it.
What?
But also...
I haven't seen it yet! I love spoilers!
Okay, guys, spoiler warning. You gotta edit it as spoiler warning for
I'm not
Logan.
Editing Jack.
Spoiler warning?
Whatever, this
what
is uncut.
What spoiler warning? Seriously, though, Logan came out, what, 3 months ago?
3 months ago. Quinn.
I was a little upset that he died and they buried him, like, 100 feet from his homeland.
Good job.
Good on you, Mexican kid.
Honestly,
speaking of Mexican kid, that child actor, like, oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't even dig a grave, those lazy kids. They just put rocks on
him. I think they were a little bit tired from running through the woods and nearly dying.
It's true.
Shit.
Okay, Quinn, what is your favorite line?
So, Quinn, what's your favorite line?
Well, I can really only think of one of my lines, and it's one of those lines that, like, you love to hate, kind of. Y'all love.
That was my favorite line.
Oh my god, we can both like the same line.
Should have said Robert that.
No, oh, that's my favorite moment.
TBT to when Citrine had to say Roger that, and I was in the room while they were recording, and I was like, you should say Robert that.
And then I continued to say Robert that, like, five, six times until I was threatened death, so...
It was
yeah,
great.
That's gonna be in the outtakes recording.
Well, no.
Outtakes.
You don't keep any of the outtakes, though.
No, I do. I have a whole file.
Oh,
it's 17 minutes long.
So just for the record, right? Phoenix just flipped off Quinn.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna
I feel like it was
times.
More open to
I
the room.
I feel like that's gonna be more a Diego, though.
Yeah.
There are going to be a lot of birds flying around here.
I don't know. I got a couple favorite lines. I like when I got to just, like, rant at Annie because she's a dickhead. What else? I like when... I don't remember who said it. I think it was Annie that was like, imagine you have one friend, and I just go, unrealistic.
No, that
block.
Was Citrine.
That was me.
Okay.
Anisha?
Okay. So, Quinn said mine, but also... Go eat a million dicks. That was always good. That's always, like, that's classic. Like,
was that my line, or...
No, that was mine.
That was
it sounds like something Robert or I would
let's
say.
Let's be real. Everything Morris says is gold, so...
True.
Yeah, true.
Or, like, or whenever Annie calls him, like, a five-year-old or something...
Fuck.
Like, I don't know, but yeah. Just anything involving Morris.
I mean, he is relatively new, so, like... technically he is kind of a 5-year-old.
By AI standards.
Man, I liked every line he said in the first episode. Too bad we couldn't tell what they were.
Thanks, Phoenix.
Shut up!
Thanks, Phoenix.
They never let me live that down. I was overeager, and it was my first time editing audio that wasn't like that weird-ass trailer for Wool 359 I put together with Halsey music.
What?
Don't ask. It's bad.
Excuse
it's really
me?
Bad.
I need to hear this.
I'll send it to you.
It's
on mine. No, that is completely unrelated to Inkworm, but it's really badass, and I'm making one for EOS 10. It's going to be great. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Shut up. I introduced you to both of those.
Halsey.
This is going to be fun.
Fun, fun, fun.
Fun, 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 fun.
What has been the most challenging part of making this show? Going through all the outtakes whenever we record with Diego to find the one line.
I was going to say, I have no difficulties because Phoenix does all the work.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same here.
I don't even read the scripts. I show up day of and I'm like, okay, I say that and
well,
that and that.
Well, Diego is a pretty fast talker, so sometimes you have to be like, dude, slow the fuck down. You're super depressed, remember?
I read the scripts, but I only come in for like 20 minutes because I've only got like
blocked.
5 lines maximum every episode.
Yes, it's but they're 5 very good lines.
Yes, they're 5 very
You're
good
like
lines.
You're like Jackie Chan in the Kung Fu Panda series. He had 10 lines in the whole 3 movies.
Well, yeah, but
Jackie
like,
Chan was in the Kung Fu Panda movie?
Yeah,
exactly.
He played the monkey. He played the monkey.
There was a monkey?
Yes.
In the Furious
Have
5,
you seen any
there
of
was Mantis, Tigress, the Crane, the monkey, and...
Snake, Viper.
The Snake, Viper. Thank you.
That was Lucy Liu,
yeah.
I love Lucy Liu. She can step on me.
Okay.
Okay, but yeah, other than that, most difficult thing would probably be me and Phoenix after school in the English room sticking our heads in a cabinet to record lines because there's no time to get over.
And then I have to do it with my phone's voice memo app.
Oh, geez.
And then I have to fix that. And
it's
it has
got
to be
surprisingly good audio quality for a phone app.
That's what I have to record most of the credits on, too, because I forget, and then I'm editing at, like, 3 a.m. in my bedroom.
Yeah.
When I'm not supposed to have the computer.
Lamau.
Come on, Phoenix. I was wondering why the audio quality was so different for those.
Yeah. Mm. One time I had to record... one time I literally had to take my laptop, move it into, like, a little hole in my shoe closet, and then just speak really quietly into it, and it sounded like ass.
You're exposing yourself right now, like...
I have no regrets.
You know, in case you accidentally mistook this to be a professional production...
That would have been really cool if maybe that wasn't milk.
I have no regrets. By the way, 1%.
This is why I have strong bones and pretty teeth. Never gonna have to get braces. Ever. Suck it.
Okay, I'm out. Bye.
She gone.
Yep.
You just,
bye, Mom.
You just shooed Quinn away. Why?
She's my ride home. God damn it.
You can walk, you slut.
Okay, what were we doing?
Most challenging.
Most
difficult. Whatever.
It's Quinn now.
Damn. I mean, honestly, the most difficult part for me is when I get here, and I have to figure out how to get Phoenix to come let me into their house to record.
God.
Because the cell reception up here is awful.
And Quinn just can't, like, walk up and ring the doorbell.
My God.
There is no doorbell.
Oh, yeah, walk up and knock.
There's the opposite
of
the Mormon. I get so
anxious about doors, okay? Like, you have to walk up and knock at it, and then if someone answers and it's not the person you want, like, what are you supposed to do? Just stare at them? I don't like talking to people.
Say hi.
This is why I make friends, to the point where I can just walk into their house without knocking.
He's done that. He raids my fridge.
Well, no, not you, but, like... Sophie's house, like, sometimes I just walk up and...
Hey, bud?
Yes, sir?
How much longer on the recording session?
Not a ton.
It needs to be fast, because it's 1:15 and the practice is at 1 o'clock and the rest of the band is waiting.
Okay, Dad.
So if you any way you can suspend what you're doing and maybe pick it up later, but otherwise it needs to wrap up in the next 5 minutes.
All right.
Speed round. 1 question a minute. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
No, it's okay. We can put a pause on this and, you guys can, like... sit in my room and eat the rest of the brownies while we practice for, like, 30 minutes.
There are literally only 4 brownies left.
Yeah, that's fine. We can
Those
do that.
You can
just,
lure...
do a question so we can finish it up.
Like, well, then you can make your fucking choice, Anisha. That was my dad, by the way.
Well,
you guys
I guess...
need to chill. Just open up another question.
I'm not a weird person who still lives at home with my parents. We're literally all high schoolers.
Well, I guess we're gonna go, I guess we can, like, I know, put a pause on this and come back next week. Yeah. Quick Q&A part one.
I am out for 3 weeks
part one,
after today.
Two questions.
No,
but
I'll
not
just,
everyone's answered.
I'll just edit the shit together.
For me, the hardest part is getting a ride to the house here.
Fine. Hardest part is getting a ride to the house. Anisha?
Probably trying to shove a bunch of blankets under my table so I can record. But now that's not a problem because I have a better mic now. So that's great.
Fantastic. Hitting pause in 3, 2, 1.
Well, you say 3, 2, 1, but then you walk over. We return!
Awesome sauce! Okay, no, I'm just gonna cut all the weird stuff out so it'll seem like we never stopped at all.
Weird stuff? What weird stuff? We're all completely normal.
Oh, shush. Alright,
just normal teens doing normal things.
Alright, getting back to
this is
to
what everyone show. Does.
Just,
no?
Let's go to the questions.
Alright, next question. Are there any plot/characters coming in the later episodes that you're excited about? Well, obviously we have a new character, the Stellaris. I'm not gonna drop the name yet. But,
I'm pulling for Steve.
But have you considered Frank?
How about Josephine? Hey, can we just give the Stellaris, like, a normal name? Like, everyone else is, like, well, I guess everyone has normal first names.
Like Annie.
Like,
yeah, like,
Annie
like
and...
Keith or something. Like,
no.
Keith Lehman.
I already... Let the record show I'm about to throw the pop filter
at you. Why? Keith is the best.
I've already picked a name. It's been in there for day one.
Damn it.
Oh my god. They're going to be an interesting part of things and stuff. We've got a voice for them. It's going to be really cool. And of course, we've got a lot of plot lines that we've left cliffhanging.
I'm excited to maybe have some character development. I don't know.
You're a robot. Robots don't get character development.
I'm an AI, so I learn like a human. So yes, I totally get character
AIs
development.
AIs don't learn like
Vincent,
humans.
Your
they
character
have machine learning programs.
Vincent, your character development is going to be that you have absolutely no reasoning for being an asshole. Morris is literally just born a dick.
Wow, way to spoil it.
Have you seen
Come
Data
on.
From Star Trek? It's going to be like that.
Or like, kind of like Q. If we're talking.
From Star Trek?
Ish, yeah.
I guess because Q is more evil. But, like, Q was, like, a hive mind alien species, and Data was, like, a artificial human type dealie.
Okay, anyway, spoilers for Star Trek, nerd!
Spoilers for Star Trek that came out in the fucking, like, 80s.
Everyone sort of has...
What are we gonna spoil now? The first Mario game? He gets to Princess Peach at the end, and she says, congratulations.
Your
what?
Princess is in another castle.
Congratulations!
Yeah, she says that.
She's glad.
Congratulations, you are a winner. Play again.
Yep, that's the line.
Oh my god.
Famous video game quotes.
I think every character sort of has interesting things that we haven't learned about them yet. We've got the stuff...
backstory!
Yes, Anisha is very excited about Mel's backstory. For reasons we're not going to disclose, but let's just say she's mad at me.
The character or the person?
Yes.
Okay. I'm
We got we know Robert can do shit.
Robert can
Shh.
He's a very proficient medical doctor.
Yes, that's all.
Robert is like secretly famous in the medical community, like
that's
the intergalactic.
That's the joke. That's
that is
the
joke. Like he couldn't give a fuck about the fashion magazine and everyone's like, "Oh, he's just a doctor," but he's actually like one of the best.
Yeah.
Which is like I'm excited about.
Oh my gosh.
Why don't you acknowledge that I'm actually a very accomplished medical professional?
Yes, I like that. That's my favorite line, actually.
I know another friend of mine, and I cannot remember the name for the life of me. I think it might be Laura.
Hey, Bob, real quick, I need to talk with you before I head out the door.
Okay.
Now.
All right, we're going to cut off that part there. Just don't say anything funny.
Do, 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 do,
that's
do,
not
do,
funny.
Do, do, do,
do. Ooh, I'm going to eat brownie now.
Do, 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 do.
Daniel, this is all your fault.
Jesus.
I don't want that much.
She split that part.
Literally the entire brownie.
Oh, Quinn's still here. I thought she left. I can't see her with the thing.
Quinn
is here.
No, I'm just really quiet.
I'm gonna adjust this thing.
Oh.
Can't we put it sideways? Because it's really confusing.
There we go. Can you see all of us now?
Well, now it's upside down.
Yep. It's fine.
Here's Quinn.
Whatever, man. We can pretend we're floating in space.
Mm-hmm. There's no up or down.
Mm-hmm. Time isn't real. Neither is space.
Yep. The enemy's gate is down.
Ugh. How many questions? options are there, you know?
A couple.
10?
Maybe.
So what do you guys have that are coming in the pipeline?
All right, sweet.
What?
So let's get back to the question.
All right, back to,
So Vincent, what's
your... Hold on. Wait, I was saying something before Dad said something.
What were you... Okay.
Like, my friend and I think her name is Laura, we have, like, a running joke about, like, what Diego was saying about Robert being a very talented medical professional, that... he and Dr. Ervidian from EOS 10 used to be, like, drinking buddies at all the conferences
what
they had to go to.
What do you mean, used to be?
Well, you know...
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, Diego hasn't listened to any of that show, which I told him to, because it's awesome.
Is Ervidian dead?
No!
Okay, good. I thought he, like, would have died of... I guess he had that genetically engineered liver.
Diego, the entire plot of the two seasons is getting him to recover from an alcohol addiction. He's sober, you idiot!
God darn it.
Oh, and Anisha's upside down now.
I want some
oh, hey, look.
Milk.
Phoenix was the one who peeked the mic this time.
Can Quinn have milk?
Oh, I just want to drink out of your glass, that's all. Okay.
Can they smoke crack together or something?
I'm not sure that's an improvement.
You know, pass the bong around.
Yes, they
intergalactic
smoke.
Crack.
Wow, it's so
intergalactic.
They smoked a space weed one time.
Tastes weird.
So, Vincent, what are you excited about that's coming up?
I thought he already answered the question.
Oh, right.
I thought I already did as well.
Quinn, it's your turn, then.
Yeah, you ready to divulge Citrine's accidentally normal backstory?
Accidentally.
Honestly, I'm more excited about literally everything else that isn't my character. Like, I'm excited about everything, but I love the new character. I really love them, okay?
I've told Quinn about what the Stellaris is going to be like, and she's very happy.
I have a lot of feelings.
Oh my god, I'm excited for Robert's character development.
Yes!
Yes!
I get to be the Stellaris mom.
Spoilers, you dumbass!
You can just bleep it out.
Yeah, I get to be the beep!
We can just have, like, someone yelling spoilers.
You want, yeah, I'm gonna censor you. I'm gonna censor you.
Just cut it over so that as soon as, like, I'm excited for, and then you just hear you yell, like, spoilers!
Yeah, that's what we just did, guys.
Oh, my favorite thing in podcasts is when someone's like, edit that out, and then they clearly just got too lazy to edit that out so you know what they're talking about. It feels like a weird meta-narrative.
That'll be us.
Look, you can see us writing jokes in real time.
I'm also excited that there's gonna be, hopefully, a musical episode. That'll be hilarious.
Right. Because everybody in our group is in musical theater!
What are you talking about? No, I'm not. What?
Quinn, like, we had a huge conversation about Daria Chase and Dear Evan Hansen being ghosts together while I was recording.
I'm not really in musical theater.
Anymore. Let it be known that Diego was Daddy Warbucks in the 8th grade production of Annie, and he wore a bald wig, and he looked like an orange.
Bald.
I mean, he always looks like an orange.
Yeah.
You're so mean to me.
Yes, because it's funny. Okay, Anisha, what are you most looking forward to?
Is the door closed?
Mel's backstory, and of course, anything, more shenanigans, of course. I want him to actually take over the station.
Yes,
and, like,
please.
Whatever he
does. Please.
Well, I guess now accidental spoilers. Sure.
Didn't he already take over the station in the last episode, kind of?
For like 15 minutes, and then he got like a fucking virus. Diego, you said you read that script.
I know, but like he still did technically take over the station. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's not in the fun way.
Shenanigans.
Oh my god.
He died.
That was pretty
he got
fun.
An STD.
More than that. Morris filling the entire conference room with water. Take the biggest fucking sip, babes.
Fuck.
Oh my
god. No one can hear your finger guns, Vincent.
Vincent just did a finger gun.
There we go.
Okay.
They got it now.
Next question. don't sigh. Does Anisha have a different quality mic or Mela, or is Mela supposed to have some kind of filter to give her voice a different sound? Anisha.
Sorry.
She's got a different mic.
So, like, for the first, like, 7 episodes, I had some, like, shitty mic. I'm sorry. Like, just from Amazon, because I didn't know what quality mics were. So, yeah, I think she's supposed to have a normal voice, and now I have a better mic, so hopefully no more confusion. Yeah.
All right.
We can just say, wow, Mela, you're finally getting over that sinus thing.
Yeah, that you had for multiple weeks.
It was long term.
My friend just came on. So,
alright, let's see.
What are some of the things that inspired you to create Inkworm? Other podcasts, books, movies, etc.? Everyone says it's like The Devil Wears Prada. I have actually never, ever watched The Devil Wears Prada. I keep meaning to.
Yeah, as soon as Phoenix told me the concept, I was like, oh, it's The Devil Wears Prada in space. And Phoenix is like, what?
Oh my god. I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine, like, a lot, but it's really hard to do, like, mockumentary interviews in, an audio format. So I'm just like, yeah, the Brooklyn Nine-Nine method, that's awesome. I mean, we can't really do the camera zoom in thing. Oh, look, Quinn's back. We can't really do the camera zoom in things, but that was a good style. What else? Oh, my parents really like old comedies. So they showed me Ugly Betty, and I love that. Also,
is this super old? When did it come out?
I can't remember.
I think Ugly Betty was like the 2000s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The 2000s are so ancient.
I thought you meant like... I thought you meant old comedies, like as in Charlie Chaplin and like...
No.
Yeah, that's what I... Like,
Buster Keaton.
Like,
well, that was like 10 years ago.
My God. Oh, and also BBC Merlin, which right. I practically grew up on, and I still love to this day.
Oh my god,
and then I got Quinn into.
God, I haven't you're been so able to small. Start season two. I'm too, it's too emotional.
She's too frightened.
I mean, I know, like, everything that happens, but at the same time, like, it's...
She's spoilered out. Now, I was watching it on Hulu, but then Hulu decided to make it so that you need to have a subscription in order to watch anything, so...
Oh, really?
I remember... Oh, my God. Vincent used to send me, like, emails full of his commentary for episodes. It was the funniest thing ever.
You sent emails? Why don't you just text her?
He used to have a really crappy off-brand flip phone.
It was true.
Oh.
TrackPhone isn't off-brand.
I had TrackPhone!
Yeah.
Isn't it hell?
You know my pain.
Yeah.
You know my pain.
Wow.
Lol.
Okay. Do any of you guys have, like, references or characters you use when you're acting?
No, because Robert is me.
I accidentally based a lot of Robert on Diego because I knew he was the only person in my friend group with a deep enough voice who wasn't Sal.
Sal could... No, he couldn't... Well, I don't know if he can, like, play pissed off.
It's too chill.
I asked what Morris was supposed to be like, and Phoenix said, it's literally you, so...
I used the copier fairy from Cow and Chicken as an example, and if you know what that is, I love you.
So like wasn't that the one where Chris Hardwick played a male cow with udders?
Is that what I'm learning right now?
No, that's back at the barnyard.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
okay,
back
okay.
at the barn. It was
all
great.
The cows are trans.
Sure.
I loved Back at the Barnyard. My parents hated it because I said it was going to rot my brain along with SpongeBob.
Dude, SpongeBob was fire.
No.
Quinn, you?
I don't think so. Damn, I don't know. All I know is she's not me.
True.
I basically, when I need to write Robert, if I'm ever, like, too not depressed, I just watch a Best of Ron Swanson compilation, and that's perfect. Every time I write
Speaking
him, I just...
Ron Swanson.
Before,
you know he has a comedy special? The guy that plays Ron Swanson?
I think so.
It's,
Nick Offerman.
Yeah.
He voices a lot of stuff. He
it's
was that one
like
security
American
guard in Gravity Falls.
Really? Oh, yeah, I remember that.
No,
which
he was
one?
The FBI guy or whatever.
Yeah, the FBI guy.
He was! Oh, my God.
Yeah!
Well, now I just need to rewatch
Oh, yeah,
Gravity
Bill
Cipher, Falls.
Another inspiration for Morris.
Yes.
You can see it.
Not Loki, yeah. Because I can't fucking stand the Marvel fandom.
What's wrong with Marvel?
What's wrong with Marvel?
You used to be such a huge Steve Tony shipper, though. Or are you still?
Are you still pissed off at Marvel because they ruined the whole, Black Widow and Hawkeye thing?
Shut up! We're not talking about me and my thing with
okay,
Marvel!
Bitter.
Can't be so bitter about your ships.
Still on character stuff?
Billy.
Yeah, go ahead, Nisha. Your inspirations?
Well, I always try to channel my inner Commander Minkowski. Especially in this last episode.
True.
It was, like, literally that line.
Yes! Oh my god. I mean, like...
Just, like, just any exasperated character, like, that exists in podcast, because I am, because I guess in this, I am ironically the straight man.
True.
When you're, like, the first person who we found out was not straight...
Lamau.
Useless lesbian. The line is, Mella, you useless lesbian. Yeah. I'm so proud of that. Oh my gosh. For an original work, it's chock full of a lot of references. I know at least one person got the Dragon Ball Z abridged reference, and I was so happy.
Yeah, you were also the one who thought Morris opened the pod bay doors or something was an EOS 10 reference instead of a Space Odyssey reference.
I thought that was from a Space Odyssey. I need to watch that.
I have it on my computer. I can email it to you.
Ooh, yay. Let the record show, we are not doing any illegal activities on computers.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Phoenix.
That's a bad idea.
I torrent all the media I consume illegally.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Phoenix.
Well, got him! Phoenix, shut up. You've never even seen 2001.
Shut up.
Oh, I also have Clockwork Orange.
Ew, I've watched that. It's gross.
It's so good, though.
It's gross!
But it's good.
All right, I have a question. Where did you get the idea for the story from? I don't think you mean the inspiration's like actual plot. Okay, this is really embarrassing. The story is, it heavily draws from, I think Quinn has read it, one BBC Merlin fanfiction called A Modern... Shut up! One BBC Merlin fanfiction called A Modern Manservant that is literally the best piece of literature I've ever written. Why haven't you sent this to me? I did!
In case even beloved listeners weren't aware, we're all incredibly pathetic people. You shouldn't look up to us.
Shut up!
The longest piece of human literature is, like...
A Super Smash Bros. Fanfiction.
That's, like, 800 chapters long now.
It's literally, like, 6 million words long.
Why do you know this?
Because I am a pathetic person.
Vincent is a brony!
Well, yes, on top of everything else.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
He has a Rainbow Dash binder.
Super Smash Bros. has nothing to do with My Little Pony. It's not a Rainbow Dash binder specifically. It's a binder with, like, it's a full cast binder.
Wow, yes. That makes it so much better.
It does, actually, though.
You should get it signed by the voice actors like a playbill.
All right, fine. I see how it is. Fine.
Bye.
Vincent walked. We're now beginning casting for the new voice of Morris.
Vincent, get back down here. You still have to answer shit.
Really? Because most of these questions are for you.
No, they're for everybody.
What inspired you to write the story?
I was just really bored one day, and I, you know, opened a Word document and started typing, and all of a sudden we had a script.
Actually, no, the story's been in my head for almost 2 years now. I wrote the first draft of episode one, which was really shitty, in Mr. Murray's math class back in eighth grade.
Lamau.
Yep.
Yeah.
I brought brownies, and this is how you treat me.
Oh, shut up.
Okay, next question.
But yep, now you all know. The plot is from a fan fiction about Merlin and Arthur.
Yeah.
So, like, if people write fan fiction, how deep does the rabbit hole go?
Because so
it's
deep.
An original work based off of a fan fiction, and you have a fan fiction based off an original work based off of a fan fiction.
It's just like an endless derivative loop.
Look, man, it's just turtles all the way down.
Speaking of fan fiction, I know there's been one written, and it's literally the character that we got Zach Valenti to play. Quick pause for a sec. We got Zach Valenti to play a character, guys! High fives all around!
I still don't really know who Zach Valenti is.
He plays you in space.
I play me in space. His name's Robert.
He plays you in space, but with a better sense of humor.
He plays you in space, but with a budget.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you could just write me a better sense of humor.
Don't be silly.
Don't push them.
No, I mean in real life.
You don't have a sense of humor. But I'll...
Eat a dick. Anyway, yeah, I did that. Fuck you, anxiety. Woohoo! There are so many flies in my basement.
Where?
Well, one just buzzed past you.
I see none.
I really don't like bugs.
Okay. But yeah, someone wrote fanfiction shipping Kinley with Morris, and it was the cutest thing I've ever heard of. Yeah, because
did everyone else read this? Because I read this.
Phoenix was very salty really that the first fanfiction was about me and
Vincent,
not about Annie.
The only person in our cast who isn't straight got the first gay fanfic.
Don't you mean the only person who is straight?
Yeah, you kind of
wait. Is
that up.
Fuck.
Yes.
Only person that
he's
is.
He's our token straight friend.
Sure.
Possibly. I mean, like, we're working on it.
Sure.
We're working on it, guys. But
what's
yeah,
the
it
next
was awesome.
Question?
He's in stage one.
But please, 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 please make fan works. That's awesome. I literally don't care. I've written some really, really bad things. I wrote the first porn fanfic for the Penumbra podcast. It's right there on AO3.
Of course you did.
I claim that medal.
Please.
There's I wrote the Incubus fanfic for EOS 10. That infamous one. Jesus. I have no shame. Throw whatever you got at me.
Hey, at least you didn't write the milk fic or something.
The what? What is this?
No, I think it's something. I think it's like the guys from Fallout Boy.
What?
I thought it was Dan and Phil. Wait.
No, that's the one with the hat.
What?
Oh my god.
I don't know.
Someone's gonna correct us. It doesn't matter.
Who cares?
Let's just keep throwing around in jokes. How about?
Okay.
Or we can answer the questions.
Ask another question.
Or
question. Yeah, this is gonna go on for like an hour.
So
I hope you guys are still listening.
Hey, this is what you get instead of a season. We're thankful.
We're entertaining. All right.
Yeah, this is gonna be as long as season two.
Yeah, Physics could be writing a script right now, but you know.
Shut up! I'm on break.
Hi. Is there a list of the correct spellings of people's names and alien races?
I will get on that. Maybe. Probably. Sometime. Anyway.
Couldn't you have just, like, sent them a message on Tumblr and not put that in the podcast?
Oh my god.
Whatever.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm always down for more questions.
This one is for Diego. Hey.
Yes.
What's the most fun part of playing a really deadpan and depressed character?
I wouldn't know, because, like, it's just me. So, like, you know, be yourself, kids. It's cool.
Himself for inspiration.
I do. If anyone is wondering what my acting inspiration is, it's myself, and it's me. I'm just great.
I would like to thank the Academy and also me, myself, and I.
Oh, yes.
Okay, then.
The Academy, but it's more like the Council of Ricks from Rick and Morty, where it's all just, like, copies of myself.
Oh my god.
Alright, the next one. To the actors, what do you all do to get into character?
Think about all those bitches from middle school.
Lamau. You've been salty about middle school since first grade.
Wait.
Okay, whatever.
Vincent, your thoughts.
I do a cold read and draw on my ever-present desire to take over the humanity.
Okay.
Thank you, Vincent. That was interesting.
I mean, who doesn't have one of those?
Me? It sounds like too much work.
Oh, okay.
I want to do it. Mandatory ponies for all government officials.
Oh, cool. All
right, Quinn?
Well, first I have to slip into the accent, which some days takes more work than others, and Phoenix saying, that's not right! And me saying, yeah, you're right, that is not
it
an
ain't
accent.
That hard. I used to live in South Carolina and Florida.
Well, I didn't. I just have family. And then I pretend that I'm happier than I am, and that I actually like people.
Lamau.
Ew.
And then that tends to work just fine for me.
Diego?
I am my character. Robert is also me, so.
The Bobbert.
No SDP seal.
Okay, but can we, like, talk about how much trouble you had getting into character the last time we recorded?
Oh my god.
That was really difficult.
Okay.
Yeah, let's discuss that.
Let's not have a call-out post for me right now.
Which time was this?
This was for the most recent episode, after the Robert That scenario, where he had to be serious.
Yeah, I had to be serious. Yeah, that was really difficult. Serious.
Oh my god, it was so... We did, like, 3 different takes, and I was like, Diego, this is bad. I know. But Diego, no, you have to... Why are you laughing? Oh, because there was that one time I accidentally made it.
Yeah.
I accidentally made a dick joke that, like, the wires were inserted into them pretty deep, and he could not stop laughing.
It took me 10 minutes. I just...
Shut up,
Could have been worse
the wires were inserted into them.
No!
It only could have been worse if it said penetrated.
Shut up.
The wires had penetrated.
Oh god.
Let it be known now, Diego is just rolling on the floor.
I mean, aren't we all, though?
Oh, no, we're sitting. We're sitting, crisscross applesauce, hands in our lap.
Okay, prove your point.
Damn, he breakdanced.
Anisha, you.
Okay, well, to be sufficiently exasperated, I go back to my art class where no one can do anything right, and I just channel that frustration at both them and my art teacher. And so, yeah, that's just pretty much it. And, of course, my inner Minkowski.
Wow. Mm. Sounds festive. Okay.
I'm so glad I'm not in high school anymore.
Yeah, lucky you. I got 3 more years to go. Two if I'm lucky.
Our art classes are great.
It's great. Okay. I think we got one more. Okay, what is your favorite inside joke from recording?
Oh, dear.
Robert, that is officially off the table.
Robert that.
Pick something up. No, is that going to be our how could dare you?
Robert that. Robert that.
I don't like any of you.
Well, I wasn't there for that, so my favorite one is stop touching my sisters, or don't touch my sisters, which was the only time I recorded with other people.
Oh, God.
That was also Diego.
Oh, my God. My favorite was when, Diego, I do not know what exactly led up to this, but it was something involving balls. Yeah, he knows what's coming.
We don't talk about it.
So, Diego.
I will turn off the microphone.
Put his head down his actual pants and started playing with his balls through his underwear. And then he mixed up his hands, so I didn't know which one did it.
I didn't mix up my hands. You're just an idiot.
And then he
same hand the whole time.
And then he fist bumped me and said, "Guess which hand that was?" And I yelled.
It was low key the best.
Shut up.
It was also 5 minutes after Robert that.
It was. Pretty much everything happened during this last recording. Oh my God.
Sounds like a great time.
I fall over a lot during recording. We have a lot of great stuff. Oh, we have that one time that you wanted Robert to be a New York Jew.
Right, right.
I only know Chicago Jews, because that's where my godparents live.
Pretty much the same.
Nah, there's a dialect difference, because one has, like, a lot more locks.
Bagels.
Yeah, or the time where Robert should have been playing Mella, obviously.
Huh?
That was, like, the very first recording.
What?
Wow, you've got
got a good memory.
Yeah, I don't remember like anything.
Everything's just one hazy blur.
We don't talk about the first episode.
I recorded with other people. So it's what Diego did his white boy voice, and Phoenix got perturbed by that.
Oh my God! When Diego tried to voice Citrine.
Oh God!
Let's hear that, please.
Diego,
I wasn't there.
No,
I need to hear this.
He said like something like, "Damn Yankees."
Oh,
I remember now. I was like, man, you fucking Yankees. Can't even make some good sweet tang.
Like, that's the dream right there. What are you needing me for? Like,
Can't wait to cook me up a squirrel and fuck my cousin.
Oh, that was another good inside joke.
Yeah, Diego insinuated that Citrine fucked her cousin.
Yeah.
Here at Inkworm, we do not support incest, even though living in South Carolina, I knew of a lot of it.
Speak for yourself.
This isn't the Outsiders fandom, people. Come on.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, that one time that I saw someone draw, like, there was, like, this insanely good piece of
fan. Oh, wait.
With what?
My favorite inside joke is Robert's 47 dicks.
No! That was the name of our group chat at one time.
It's canon.
Oh, the artwork being a sack?
Hold on. No, hold on with that. Put a pin in that. Okay, so Diego, I was asking Diego about, like, character stuff, and he said, like, Robert has a giant dick, and I said, no. And he just started listing more and more dicks until we agreed that Robert has 47 dicks, but they're all filaments.
Yep. Like, basically, if you've ever seen someone with that haircut where they have, like, it shaved on the side and it's, like, longer on the top, all the hairs on the side are just dicks. They're just very tiny filament-like dicks.
And a nice round of body horror to round out the cast.
Oh, God. But yeah, someone drew this, like, incredible fan art of, like, Mella and Annie at a photo shoot, and I put it in the group chat, and I was like, holy fuck, guys, look at this! A really good artist drew our stuff! And we all agreed that we were both really gay for both of them.
The artists, or...?
No, the drawings. Huh. I was like, is it weird to be gay of what someone thinks your voice sounds like?
Lamau.
And then Quinn was like, yeah, it's fine.
Cool. I don't even remember this.
You don't remember anything.
That's true. That's very true. I don't remember what happened yesterday. I'm gonna find this.
You're gonna find it?
That's a lie. I probably deleted the chat.
You should probably edit out all the, like, weird lulls and quiet parts.
What lulls? This is just an this is an ever going round of laughs here.
Alright.
I remember my response. I don't remember anything else about
it. It was something along the lines of ASDFGFEAF, holy shit.
Yeah.
That's a response to a lot of things.
It's pronounced ass.
We're so professional, guys.
Yup.
Yeah, there's also the sack discourse.
Yeah.
The what?
The sack discourse.
Not ball sack discourse.
Icon. I'm confused.
Oh. The dress.
Yeah, I designed the cover art because I did not want to hire anyone to draw it.
It was a lovely sack.
I mean, personally,
I think I started that.
Oh my god.
I don't know about
it. It's not a sack, it's a sweetheart neckline.
I was joking.
So, for those of you who are still confused, it's a dress, not a sack.
Shut up. It's relevant.
I said that as a joke. And I was like, yeah, we have a really good sack on the cover.
Just wow. Okay.
Any whooms?
I think before we go, go around, maybe like list your favorite podcast.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
What?
Last night someone on Tumblr sent me like a message with a rec for this podcast that it's like similar production style to this one in that everyone's teenagers and there's no budget.
Yes. We don't
crossover.
I know that's what I said. Okay.
We don't have any budget because none of us have a credit card and none of us want to set up a PayPal.
John,
I have a PayPal.
Job.
Thank you, Diego.
Anyways,
let's see. Mine has got to be.
Okay, wait. Before that,
we're going around in a circle, Diego.
Well, no, I have like a podcast recommendation from someone else, and it was called "Death at a Low Price." So, shout out to them.
Honestly. Wait. Okay, then fine. Edit the question. Favorite podcast and then dream crossover.
Dream crossover.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Shush.
Do a crossover with
Sonic
the Hedgehog.
I'll let you think about it.
I'm new to the podcast. I know like four.
I introduced her to all of them.
Yeah, like four.
They texted me at like 6 o'clock in the morning like, okay, so I have this question about Juno and Peter.
I do. Lamo. Oh my god, I keep asking you for new ones and you give me like one, and I'm like, I know you listen to more podcasts.
I'm rationing you. Okay, anyway, for me, definitely EOS 10, because I've listened to it like 3 million times, and Dream Crossover is EOS 10, because I have like 4 million ideas, and I want to see Mella and Ryan facepalm together.
Lamau.
Vincent, go.
I've been sort of getting into the Adventure Zone.
Woo!
So let's just put a very, waving your hand from side to side. And Dream Crossover. I want Morris to meet Hera from Wolf 359.
Hera.
Whatever.
It's yes. Hera.
Hera. Here. All right. Hera. What?
The unstoppable force meets the immovable object.
All righty.
But the question.
They're both 4 years old, so it works.
They're both the smartest 4-year-olds in the world.
In the universe.
Hooray. Okay, Quinn.
Okay, my favorite is definitely Welcome to Night Vale, because that speaks to me on a spiritual level. It was also my first podcast, so, like...
It is. It's a good one. It's a classic. Good. It's our gateway drug. True.
And then Crossover? I don't know. I guess it was 10, because, like, we've got that very similar outer space, got little... slice of life almost.
At Justin McLaughlin, hit me up.
So, I have a couple of favorite podcasts, and none of them are like serialized episodic podcasts. So,
Diego's our wild card of the group.
I'm the wild card. I basically only listen to talk shows. So, there's Sincast. So, if you've ever seen CinemaSins, the guys on the production team there have a podcast that's really dank. They just talk about movies and shit.
It's dank
as fuck. Stop Podcasting Yourself is like a talk show podcast, but it's
Maximum Fun Network.
Yep.
I love Maximum Fun. They're great.
Max Fun is great.
Love my good boys.
And so is Radiotopia. Two awesome podcasts. Anyways.
Oh yeah, I love Memory Palace.
Yes. Stop Podcasting Yourself is like a talk show podcast, but it's like a lot dumber than all the other ones. So they just like do dumb shit. Song Exploder is great. It's on Radiotopia, and it's basically, like, musicians go on and talk about how they made
songs. So they've had, like, Bjork and, like, Grimes and Alt-J and Norah Jones and a bunch of other people.
Those are people I totally know.
Yeah.
I think I know one of those, actually. Who? I'm proud of myself.
Bjork.
Yeah, that first one.
Yeah, Bjork, she actually took apart her song Stone Milker, which is a fave. And then Grimes was talking about, Kill V Mame. And Alt-J was talking about In Cold Blood. And Norah Jones was talking about Daybreak. So if you've ever heard of any of those songs, you should check out the podcast, or you just do. And it's great if you want, like, song recommendations, because, yeah, it's just great. And also Dirty Projectors went on there once, and it's just good shit, man. Good shit. And then there's also 99% Invisible. It's the whole thing is voiced by Roman Mars, and he's just, like, the best, you know?
Sounds festive.
He has the best voice.
Okay, and then Must Want a Crossover.
Well, I still have more podcasts to recommend.
No, it's not recommendations. It's your favorite.
Oh, well, these are all still my favorites.
Okay, I think we can just pick
And one. Then there's My Brother, and Me.
Yes! I love the McElvoys! I love them so much. Travis lives cool. Travis lives in Cincinnati. I want to meet him one day.
Oh, yeah, he moved here.
I know, I'm so happy. Cincinnati is awesome now that Travis is here.
I mean, yeah, it was
He's awesome. My favorite.
They used to work with the theater company here.
I know, it's so cool.
Travis built sets and stuff, or maybe Justin. I don't know. Whatever. What was I gonna... Oh, yeah, I want to do a crossover with Sonic the Hedgehog.
Phoenix has Sonic and the Black Knight.
Shut up! I had a furry phase, okay? I had
Were you gonna leave again?
I never beat the game. I have never beaten a video game, ever.
Huh?
Not once. Thank you, Diego. Anisha, please, give us something substantial.
So, favorite podcast. I have a lot of them, so I'll just say the ones that don't get a lot of love, like Greater Boston.
Ooh, yes!
It's so great, obviously. And, Pleasure Town, it's not what it sounds like, I swear. It's not like that.
I would only listen to it if it was exactly what it sounds like.
It's about a town full of hedonists and things go right and wrong.
So uh-huh.
It's a porno.
You're not helping yourself here.
Okay. And, there's a bunch of others that I won't read. Oh, and Liberty Critical Research, and it's just called Liberty, and it's like dystopian, it's really cool. So, and then... Okay, Dream Crossover is one that can never happen, but it's Sparks Nevada Marshall on Mars.
Yes! Oh my gosh.
Oh, I've actually heard that.
It's so great. Mm-hmm. It was great. But,
like, Sparks Nevada.
And now it's dead.
Yep.
But since that can't ever happen, ES10, of course. So
it would be so great. I love this like theme we have now of like podcasts in future space. But they're all just, like, unbelievably weird.
Oh, when there's varmints dating catching. And young and seasoned saving. On my rocket sail, I ride across the stars. But I write the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
Vincent has been banned from the musical episode starting now.
in the musical episode, Morris only sings John Cash. And only the Christmas album.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I'm going to write original shit for it. Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for an awesome first season.
Johnny Cash Christmas album.
I wish there were more questions about me, but you know.
My God, you're not that special,
hey,
okay?
Dude, look, you say that. How many questions did Quinn get?
We're going to release more bonus content over the summer. And
how many questions did Quinn get?
September/October. So thank you for listening. And keep an eye on the feeds. Okay, Anisha?
This podcast's way too long. You need to cut it. I'm so glad that